The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 367 through 384, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 31st, 1966, in New York.
সত্তাবে সবতার কৃষ্ণের অসংখ্য গণন দিক দর্শন করি মুখ্য মুখ্য জন চৈতন্য শেষ দ্যাট ইনকার্নেশন অফ অপুল্যান্স সত্তাবে সবতার মিন ইনকার্নেশন অফ অপুল্যান্স উই হ্যাভ অ্যানালাইজ দি অপুল্যান্সেস অফ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড. So, Saptavesh Avatar, in incarnation, who represents a particular opulence of the Supreme Lord, he is called Saptavesh Avatar. So, Lord Chaitanya says that there are innumerable incarnations like that, of whom only the principal, incarnation they are mentioned here. And who are they? Sanatadi, Narad, Krishu, Parashuram, Jivru, Brahmar, Avesh, Avatar. Jivru, Brahmar, Avesh. Brahma, the first creature of this universe, he is also considered as one of the Saptavesh Avatar. Now, so far, our experience is concerned, Lord Chaitanya says there are innumerable. So, how we can accept avatar, a Saptavesh avatar whose names are not mentioned here? Then we have to, as in the beginning, Lord Chaitanya says that by the symptoms, you can understand that he is Saptar by the symptoms and activity and influence. So what is that symptom? Symptom is that eternal and temporary. So avatar incarnation comes to glorify the eternal existence of the Supreme Lord. Any avatar, any incarnation, he comes to glorify that there is spiritual kingdom, there is God, and I have come to reclaim you to back to Godhead, back to home. This is the symptom. So therefore, by that symptom, we accept Lord Jesus Christ as Saptavesh Avatar, or Hazrat Muhammad, he is also, because these two religious leaders of the world, they preached about the glorification of the Supreme Lord. And they sacrificed everything for preaching the glories of the Lord. Therefore, and their influence and their followers, these are the symptoms by which we can understand that Jesus Christ and Hazrat Muhammad were Saptavesh Avatar. So what Buddha is concerned, he is also considered Saptavesh Avatar. He preached the Nirvana philosophy. Although he did not speak about God, because it is considered that he was himself God. But the people amongst whom he preached, they are mostly atheistic people. So he did not preach about God, but he did not deny also. He simply wanted to make extinction of the present worldly activities. That was Nirvana. And he represented the sacrifice, renouncement. You may remember that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of His six opulences, one opulence is renouncement. So Lord Buddha's life is renouncement. He was prince, he was in a very young time, he renounced the world and underwent severe penances. These are the symptoms by which you can understand that he is also Sattara Sarvada. And the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Jajjad vibhutima satya mama pijangs sambhava. Lord Buddha or others, but in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, anyone who has got some extraordinary power, uncommon power, he is to be considered vibhuti. Sattvic avatar, there are two kinds. One directly empowered for a particular mission, comes from the transcendental spiritual sky, and others, those who are in this material world, but they have got some specific power, uncommon power, not found in ordinary man. They are called vibhuti. This vibhuti is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jajjad vibhuti mat satya mamo tejangsa sambhava. That is, out of the opulence of the Supreme Personality of God. Sanatadya jnana shakti, narade shakti bhakti, brahmaya sishti shakti, ananti bhudharan shakti. Now, so far the principal sattva-avatars are concerned, as mentioned by Lord Chaitanya. Now, what are the manifestations of opulences in each of these sattvic avatars? He says that Sanakadi, the Kumaras, the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sananda, Sanat Kumar, these four Kumaras, they are firstly learned and they preach the philosophical way of understanding the Absolute Truth, Sanakadi. Later on, they become devotees, and they have got a sampradaya, a party. They are called Nimbarka Sampradaya. Sanakadi Jnana Shakti. Now, we have analyzed that the Supreme Lord has the opulence of knowledge, full knowledge. So these four Kumaras, Kumaras means unmarried Brahmacharya. They were sons of Brahma. Because in the beginning, Brahma begot so many sons, and each of them were asked to increase the population. The Sanak Sanatan, they were also requested by their father to increase population, but they refused. They said, no, we are not going to be entangled in this material affair. We shall remain Kumaras, Brahmachari, and praise the glories of God. By which Brahma was angry, and while he was angry, from his anger, Rudra, Shiva was produced, and Lord Shiva is therefore supposed to be son of Brahma. So, these four Kumaras, they represented the knowledge opulence of the Supreme Lord. Narada, he is also Sattva-avatar. In his previous life, he was a maidservant's son. But by the association of devotees, he rose up to this position, Narada. Narada's position is very exalted as devotee. All the devotees of in this material world, more or less, they are all disciples of Narada. Vasudev is also a disciple of Narada. Prahlad Maharaj, he is a big devotee. He was also disciple of Narada. And Dhruva Maharaj, he was also disciple of Narada. Valmiki, he was also disciple of Narada. So Narada is the representation of the devotional part of opulence. Brahmaya Srishti Shakti and the creative opulence was manifested in Brahma. Creative. Ananta Bhudharam. Ananta, he is a size. What is known as law of gravitation, that is mentioned in the Vedic scripture as Sankarsan. We supposed to be supporting all these planets in the air, Bhudharan Shakti. Bhudharan Shakti means all the planets supported by Shishu Sai. It is described in the Vedic literature that he has got many hoods, just like serpent has got hoods, and each hood, each planet, all these planets are resting. Sheshe Sasevan Shakti Prithite Palan Parushurame Dushtanas Vidya Sanchar. Shesh Avatar, he is personally serving the Supreme Lord as Mahavishnu Karnodakshayu Sai Vishnu, Garbhodakshayu Vishnu. You have seen the picture that Vishnu is lying on a serpent bed. That serpent bed is supposed to be Shesh Avatar. And Prithute, Maharaj, King Prithu, he was ideal king. Therefore, Palan, God has another opulence, maintenance. Eka bahunam vidadhati kama. That Supreme One is maintaining so many innumerable eternals. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bahunam vidadhati kama. So, this maintenance, performance, opulence was invested to Prithu Maharaj. He exhibited extraordinary power how to maintain the citizens as king and subject. Parashurama Dushtanas Vidya Sanchan. Parashurama, the Paritrana Sadhanam Vinashayas Dushtidam. Under these two missions, the Lord comes, incarnate, descends. And Parashuram was supposed to kill the dushta, the wicked kshatriyas. When they forgot to rule over the world as bona fide kshatriyas, they were killed 21 times. And it is mentioned in the Mahabharata. During that killing process, many kshatriyas fled from India, and they settled in other parts of the world. And especially in Europe, it is mentioned in the Mahabharata. So, Parshuram was especially Vinashaya to Dushtita, to kill the miscreants. So, Jnana Saptadi Kalaya, Jatravishta Janardana, Ta Avishanigadanti, Jivayava Mahaptama. Another definition is given by Sanatana Goswami. This same Sanatana Goswami, he is now being taught by Lord Chaitanya. He also has written many books, these two brothers, Supa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and their nephew, Jiva Goswami, has composed many valuable literature. So, Sanatana Goswami has written one book, Loghu Bhagavatamritam. Loghu Bhagavatamritam, supplementary to Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in that Loghu Bhagavatamritam book, he has written, Jnana Satyadi Kalaya Jatravishta Janardana Ta Avesha Nigaddanti Jivaiva Mahattam. He has defined that these Saptavish avatars, they are all living entities. They are not on the level of Vishnu Tattva, but they have special power and special, opulence to glorify the Supreme Lord. Vividhi kahiye jaiche Gita Ekadashi, Jagat Vyapila Krishna Sakta Abhidhavisa. Now, that vibhuti is mentioned by Lord Chaitanya. That vibhuti ma satta, satta means, there are many. We find in the history so many extraordinary, powerful men come and go. They are called vibhuti of the Supreme Lord. Jajjat vibhuti ma satyam srimad ujjitam eva va tad ivavaga chattam mamo tijang subhavam. Anyone. Extraordinary. You will be very pleased to learn that in India, the king is considered Vibhuti Matsatta. King, he is also considered as an incarnation of God, king. Because when Sanatana, this Sanatana Goswami, when he resigned from government service, so when the king, Nabab Hussain Sahib, came to his house, said, what is the matter that my minister Sanatana is not joining office and he is taking leave under so many pretexts. So when he personally came to the house of Sanatana Goswami, he was not at that time Goswami. His name was Davir Khan, Khan Sahib. So he was received very well, and when the Nawab Sahib said there was some topic, conversation with the minister and the Nawab, the minister wanted to resign, and Nawab Sahib did not like that idea. So at last, Nawab Sahib said that if you whimsically resign your responsible post, then I shall arrest you. At this order, Sanatana Goswami replied that if you think I shall be punished, I shall accept it, because you are God's representative. So this was the idea of king and Nawab. Now, although he was Mohammedan and he was Brahmin, but so far the respect of a king is concerned, Sanatana Goswami rightly told him that you are Nawab, you are king, you are not ordinary man. Therefore, you are empowered by the 15 laws. So anything you punish, because a king's punishment has to be accepted. And in the Manu Sanghita it is said that when king punishes a citizen, he is reduced in his sinful action, so that he may not be subjected in his next birth for that sinful reaction, if he undergoes the punishment of a king. These are stated there. So, Vibhutimat, athaba bahunaitena kingyatena tabarjuna, vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekangshena situ jagat. So, ekangshena, this partial plenary representation of the Supreme Lord, Paramatma, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, they are also parts and partial. Vishnu part, Shangsha. Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, expands himself in two ways. One way is Vishnu expansion, and the other way is Jiva, this living entity expansion. We are also expansion of the Supreme Lord. Eka Bahushyama. He alone, he has become so many. And why? What is the purpose of becoming so many? The purpose is Anandamaya Vyasat. He wants to enjoy himself with so many. So, practically, our creation is for enjoying in the company, in the association of the Supreme Lord. But we thought that it is better to become an imitation God and try to lord it over the material nature. But that is not possible, therefore we are suffering. Eita kahino sattave sabotar ballo pohuvanda dhanme sunaha vichar. Now, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is analyzing the characteristics of God, Krishna. Now, he has explained about his different incarnations. Now, he says about his age, how the Lord is old. Lord never becomes old. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovananta. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is stated that although he is the oldest personality, Adyam, because he is the original person from whom everything has come out. Everything has generated. So we, living entities, we are also sons and grandsons of those, of that Supreme Personality and Godhead. But Brahma Sangita says, although he is the oldest person, in the Bhagavad Gita, he is stated by Arjuna as great-grandfather. Prapita Mahasta, you will find this word in the Bhagavad Gita. Because Brahma is addressed as Pitama, grandfather. He is the original first creature in this material world, in this universe. And everyone has come from him. Therefore he is called Pitamaha. Pitamaha means grandfather. And because he is born also of Vishnu, therefore Vishnu is Prapitamaha. So the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is the oldest of all. But whenever he will find, just like a young man. Adyam Purana Purusam Navajovan. Navajovan means just a fresh youth. So that is being explained by Lord Chaitanya. So the age of, this is another characteristic of God. Kishor Shekhar Dharmi Brajandananda. Kishor Shekhar. Kishor age is called from 11 years to 16 years. This period, and in English what is called adolescent? Yes. This age. So Krishna, he represents himself just like a boy from 11 to 16 years old, not more than that. Even in the battle of Kurukshetra, when he was great-grandfather, still his teacher was just like a young boy. Kishar Shakar Dhanmi Brajanda Namdan Prakat Lila Kurivare Jabe Karemam. Prakat Lila. Prakat Lila means prakat and aprakat. Just like the sun at night, we cannot see. This is called aprakat. And when we can see during daytime, that is called prakat. Sun is already there in the sky. But at night, by certain arrangement of the planetary system, we cannot see. And that is called aprakat. Similarly, Krishna is always there. So, sometimes he is manifested within this material world, sometimes he is not manifested. So, when he desires to manifest himself in this material world, rather when he descends, then he prakadila kuriva jave, adu prakat karaya mata pita bhaktogane, pache prakat hoy janmadik lila krame. So, before his coming, some of his devotees, they come first, just to become his father, become his mother, become his family members, like that. Because he does not do anything which is against the process of this world. A man is born out of his father and mother. So he has to take his birth from a father and mother. So these fathers and mothers are first sent. And I think in the Bible they call Messiah or what he is. So similarly, nobody can become the father and mother of God. But when he manifests himself in this material world, he shows that he is my father. Just like Krishna accepted father, Vasudeva is his father and Devaki as his mother, or his foster father, Nanda Maharaj, and his foster mother, Yashoda. So they are all devotees. Krishna's friend, Krishna's father, Krishna's everyone, when he displays himself, they are all devotees. He is the supreme. Nobody can be father of Krishna. Vayasa vibhujyatyapi sarva bhakti rathasraya dharmik kisura ivatra nitya lila vilasamaha. Nitya lila vilasamaha means eternity he is manifesting his pastime Just like Krishna, Krishna Leela, the manifestation of Krishna in his different times in this material world, on this earth was manifested, that thing is going on, Nitya Leela. As I have several times explained to you, that the sunrise and sunset is going on every moment. You inquire by communication, that you will find in some country there is always sunrise, and some country there is always any country you will find. Similarly, Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastime is going on in some of the universes. In any one, there are innumerable universes. In some of the universes, he is there already. Putana madhadi jato lila khane khane sab lila nitya prakat kare anukrame. From his childhood, just on the lap of his mother, he killed the demon Putana. So similarly, such pastimes are going on every moment. That is called nitya lila in some of the universe. Now, when the round comes in this universe, it takes so many years. It has so millions and millions of years. So just you can imagine how many millions and trillions of universes are there. Ananta brahmanda tar nahi ke gana. Ananta means innumerable universes are there. Nahi ke gana. Nobody can count. Ananta brahmanda tar nahi ke gana. Kon lila kon brahmanda hai prakata. Some of his pastimes is going on in either of these. So, innumerable brahmanda. Hei mato sab lila jana ganga dhar, sese lila prakat kare bhajanda kumar. It's like the waves of the Ganges going on, nobody can count. Similarly, all the incarnations of different pastimes in different universes, that is going on. Rami Balla Pauganda Kaisarata Prapti Rasadi Lila Kare Kaisar Nitya Stuti. So Krishna Lila means beginning from his childhood up to the age of 16th year when he performed the Ras Lila. So this is actual Krishna Lila. And beyond that Lila, when Krishna left Vrindavan and came to Dwarka, that is not Krishna Leela. That is Vasudeva Leela. Krishna in his Vasudeva Pita, that Leela. It is stated that Krishna never goes out of Golok Vrindavan. When he goes in his Vasudeva Pita. Krishna expands himself, Vasudeva Sankarsana. Therefore, when this is described in the Vaishnava literature, a great literary novelist, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, he misunderstood that Krishna of Vrindavan is different from the Krishna of Kurukshetra or Dwarka. He has analyzed Krishna Charitra, character of Krishna. But in everything, he has very much theologized. So, it's a little small.